hot and humid conditions are expected to persist through this week and likely through the end of the month, possibly even into early August, with at least daily heat advisories, but also possibly extreme heat warnings expected, where heat advisories would be issued for heat index values reaching 105 degrees and extreme heat warnings for heat index values reaching 110 degrees or air temperatures likely over 105 degrees, but not necessarily looking at air temperatures, mainly focusing on the heat index values that we are expecting to the next week. Like I mentioned before, daily high temperatures in the mid to upper 90s will be very likely through at least the next 7 to 10 days, and alongside those heat index values reaching at least 105 degrees for the most part. And that's going to contribute to hazardous afternoon conditions every single day this week. Maybe some rain chances returning by the weekend, but for the most part remaining very dry and well above normal temperatures, contributing to hazardous heat. Mainly looking at this being driven by an upper-level high-pressure system, otherwise known as a heat dome. And for the most part, these, once they set in the mid to late summer, it takes extenuating circumstances to get them out of the area. So that's going to be the main driver through the next 7 to 10 days for the hazardous heat. And like I mentioned before, those hazardous afternoon conditions could lead to heat illnesses rather quickly if the proper precautions are not taken, where we're taking, you know, breaks in the shade if we're outside, or rearranging outdoor plans accordingly and staying well hydrated. Definitely want to be well aware of heat-related illness signs like heat stroke and heat exhaustion, you know, things where, particularly if you know somebody who is not able to sweat anymore, that's definitely going to be your number one sign. You want to get them inside, get them to medical attention immediately.